follow me, I'm going to Govardhan. Krishna is there now.
What is true? Cows are grazing here and there, less and less, white and black, mixed, also some reddish. And all the boys are playing under the shade of any big tree, and that big tree is Kadamba tree. So much flowers, so much flowers. And Krishna at once took his float. And he began to
play on
this. You should see. And then come to this scene. How beautiful his fingers are playing. How he is smiling. How beautiful his eyes. His nose, like parrot. Very beautiful, very beautiful.
See
attracting everyone.
Like see some flower.
And you should see. Namami Nandanandanam,
Namami Nandanandanam.
Folded, no? From here, from here, from here, and from here. Why he became so? Because his mother is pretty, cursed. Jamuna is also cursed. His Vrindavan is also cursed. His everything. His eyes are cursed, crooked. Everything is crooked in Vrindavan, so he has become. But you should see, if he will come in heart, he will never come out, because he is cursed through. Very, very, very hard too. So, listen, the gopis, what they are telling. Don't hear the Harikatha of Krishna, past times of Krishna. And don't take the name of Krishna. Otherwise, you will fall in his trap, and he will go there, and he will never come. And sing this Tribhanga Deha Sundaram Kakadu Kedu Kakadam Namuyayam Namunanam Namamiyam Namunanam Namamiyam Namunanam Namamiyam Namunanam Namamiyam
You know,
It has proved that. Krishna has so many alankars.
What
ornaments? Of flowers. Here also. In neck. Here angada, bala, churi. And Vaijayanti mala up to. But a very beautiful thing is that he has cost of money. And like Krishna, Srimati Radhika is beloved to Krishna, so Kaustubh also, he has some beloved things. And what is Shyamanta? Where is Shyamanta?
In
Srimati Radhika. So he is so much friendship as between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. See, Kaustubh has also friendship with
Shyamanta.
All these things. And you think you will be so glad to see. Seeing all these things, go on doing. Sugandhayanga sauraha this prayer, and he told, oh, why you don't sing the prayer of Srimati Radhika? I am not satisfied by this. I will be satisfied by that. So you should begin. Munindra Brindabandite Thank you. Vaishnavas appeared at once. They are telling that we are satisfied, we are satisfied. But yet we want more. What want more? That when we are inconjugal in one form, that is Sachinandan form, you have not done any prayer for it. So you should do like this. Gauranga bolite. You should do it. You should follow me and we should go to Navadvip. Ganges is
flowing
everywhere in the middle Navadvip, doing like this, going everywhere. And it has one Navadvip has become nine then. Antardeep, Simantdeep, Godrumdeep, Madhvadeep, Koldeep, Rudradeep, Ritudeep, Jannudeep, Mudrumdeep, and
Rudradeep.
These nine islands. But island was one and is one. But divided by Ganga. Why? Sea is calling. Indian Ocean is calling. Oh, come on, Ganga, come down, Ganga. But Ganga has come from Himalaya coming, and when she came in Gaudham, she forgot everything. And he wants that I should be always in Navadvip. So he is crookedly moving. Don't want
to leave Navadvip Dham.
So always there. So come on there, and in the middle we will go to Mayapur Antardeep, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Jagjit
came from the womb of
Mother
Satyadevi. And he is a little boy there and dancing and playing so much things. And we will go and we will see what.
Thank you.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय श्लोक एवरीथिंग इज कमिंग एवरीथिंग गुरु गौरांग गौर राधा कृष्ण हिज ऑल इज इन वन श्लोक What is the time now?
12 o'clock.
Then we have Nanda kim akarot and Neman Brancho Navao Nasyap Angasam Seya Prasadam Levhire Gopi Jatpat Prapta Jumakti. Gopi Yasoda is a very simple gopi. Not crooked. Nothing. She wants to give everything for Krishna. Always serving, always in that mood. She wants to take Krishna inside, in heart, always, always. If he grows, Krishna goes to cowherding, she becomes so worried, so problems. How to pass the days, she cannot do. So, she got benediction from Krishna, who was he? Giving all vimukti. I had explained vimukti. Brahma has not taken this. Bhava, Shankar not even. Sri, never. So easily we can serve Krishna. To whom Krishna? Yashodananda. As Yashoda is affectionate and she is so having so mercy, Vatsalya Bhava, so Krishna, Yashoda Nandan is so merciful, not Devaki Nandan. He is something of another type. She wants opulence, but Krishna never wants. Krishna is as simple as his mother. If anyone will want, Yashoda will. At once keep. So Yashoda Nandan, the same like Yashoda. Prabhu told him, oh, very, very good, very good, higher thing you have told. But I used to tell, if anything more, Rakahe Kantubhav, Prem Shadhasar. He told that these are all prems. He has told before that sadhasar, sarvasadhasar, sarvasadhasar. But here he is telling not sadhasar. He is telling prem sadhasar. It can be achieved by prem. What? He has told before that by all these things he will have prem. But now he is telling that the kant bhava is prem or sadhya sat. Not ordinary. It is the essence of all the affection and prem. What? Kant bhava. What is kant bhava? There is a husband and wife. This is Svakiya Bhav. It is called Svakiya. Svakiya like servant and husband and wife, like always serving husband. She is like Prabhu and she is like Dashi. Everything becomes of her husband. She gets everything, she not keeps anything for her. Oh, my husband is master of all. And he treats him not as equal. He will do what he wants. He will sometimes consult or no necessary to consult. He can do against her wife. Ramchandra did. He told that, yo, go out of my palace. this is my palace. And Sita could not reply. Waiting and waiting, she went away. But can Krishna tell to Srimati? She will reply at once, I am not in your home. Where is your home? I am here in my kuni. This is my Vrindavan, my. You can go. At once go out. And she will tell that I will not speak with you now. I want to have any friendship with any black bees and anything black I don't. I will color my hair with golden collar. Everything. I will not take a sari with and black. I may color my eyes also. So Krishna will tell her, no, you should not do like this. I will never do like this, what you don't want. This is Kanta Bhav, controlled by Gopis, Krishna. Love is such a thing that he controls Srimati Radhika and Krishna both. His prem is superior, so it is prayojan. If prem is there, then all will be controlled. Krishna and Radhika and Gopis and all. Prem, such is a thing that it makes dance to Krishna. It makes dance to Radhika. All Gopis. And himself he dances. And makes dance. If you have a little bit of prem here, then it will also make you dance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing here, there, and making dance all. He was controlled by prem. That prem was Mahabhava or Srimati Radhika prem. If Krishna had come alone, he was like Vrindavan, like Dwarka. But he came in the two moods, Radhika and Krishna. So Kanta Bhav is Prem Shadhyasa. Why? Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. You can give example from any epics, Srimad Bhagavatam especially. Oh, you want to hear? Nayam Siyo Ang O Nitantarate Prasada Sajyo Sitang Nani Lagandhu Ruchankuto Anna Rasotsave Asya Bhuja Danda Grihita Kanta Labdhasi Sangya Udgar Vraja Sundarina. He told that. Who? Raraman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to go on. There is something lacking in mother's Vatsalya Bhav. But there is also one. Not so broad and so high like Vatsalya Bhav, like Sakya Bhav. Wall is coming
thinner.
So wall is there, but very thin and not so high. But there is a wall. What that wall? If there is a mother and father, at first they were married in very young age, they had no child. Then wife used to love affection to her husband, and husband used to love fully. But when they get growth to a child, then their love affection was divided into three or two, for husband and for that child, mother. Again he gave a daughter. Then it was divided into three. Again she gave a child. Again it was divided. And she will have to give attention for clearing houses, to cook, to broom, to nourish the children. So many things. Now she has no time to speak always with her husband. Husband wants that she should be with me, joking, playing, doing something. But, I have no time at all. There are so many children, I have to look after all these things. So he has no time. This is the case there. Yashoda has to look after his husband, Nanda Baba. She is to look after Krishna. She is to look after Baldev Prabhu, to Rohini Devi, and all the utensils of home. Also, so many cows are there. Sometimes she will have to take care of all them, to take milk, to make curd, then makhan will come, and from milk he will have to make so many goat sandesh and rasagulla for Krishna. You know Amrit Keli. Very tasteful this. Krishna wants this. Always busy in this. Sometimes he forgets Krishna. Where is Krishna? Playing here, there, and she is making preparation. For whom?
Krishna.
For Krishna. For? So he can forget Krishna for Krishna. Yes, she has so many duties. His affection is divided into so many things. So he cannot give his whole attention now to Krishna. So, fully, whole self, she cannot give to Krishna. Also, there is something she cannot give. She cannot serve Krishna by whose whole senses and indriya means?
Senses.
Yes. And is also sense.
Yes.
Senses are 11?
Working.
No, 5 are senses.
5 senses.
11
five
senses.
5
karmendriya, 5 jalendriya.
All are senses.
Working senses, knowledge acquiring senses.
Body, hands, arms, legs, limbs, bodily limbs.
11. She cannot serve by 11. Cannot. But gopis here, Kant Bhav, whole self, love affection for Krishna, because they had no child. They had husband but outwardly, but to show mortal. What?
Wanted me to read
Prabhupada. Yes, you should remind me. You should read, then I will explain.
I'll read the verse in the purport.
Yes.
The Lord said, "Your statements are certainly getting better and better one after another, but surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as most sublime." The Ramananda Rai replied, "Conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of God." Purport.
Yes.
In general, love of God is devoid of the intimacy of ownership. In the case of love and servitude, there is a want of confidentiality. There is a want of increased affection in the fraternal relationship, but when this affection increases in the paternal relationship, there is nonetheless a want of complete freedom. However, when one becomes a conjugal lover of Krishna, everything lacking in the other relationships is completely manifest. Love of God lacks nothing in the conjugal stage. The summary of this verse is that the paternal love of Godhead is certainly higher than fraternal, and the conjugal love is higher yet. It was when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai to go further that he came to this point of conjugal relationship, which is the highest perfectional stage of transcendental love.
So, this is Sadhasar. Means? Sadhasar means here, Prem Sadhasar. This is the goal of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the last goal and prominent goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Jayadev
Goswami,
Gita Gopinath, Chandidas, Vidyapati, all same goal there. Now he explains how that you should read this slok, not a slok, but the meaning of that slok. I will explain after.
When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts of the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to material estimation? Purport. This verse was spoken by Uddhav when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhav remained in Vrindavan to observe the movements of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love of Krishna, poor Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planet.
What part?
That was the first part. And part.
What this?
Red ball.
Uddhav is praying to gopis, telling to gopis this verse. That you are most beloved to Krishna. The heavenly Lakshmi, like Lakshmi of Vamandev, are so beautiful, but they cannot have the same mood like gopis. Krishna is not Krishna, they cannot satisfy Krishna, and Krishna cannot be controlled by them. Again, they are so much beautiful, and fragrance is coming from whole body. They become in hot season cool, and in cool season
warm.
And so much fragrance there, more than Kevada and all others. But Krishna is not controlled by them. Also not by the Lakshmis of Lakshmi or Satyabhama, Rukmini. Once Krishna told to Rukmini Devi, she was the chief Mahishi. Mahishi?
Queen.
Among all, among 16,108 Raj Mahishi queens, among them. So beautiful, so lovely attire. Krishna told that